Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The most banned network in the world.
One of the easiest ways to actually start the story is really with the story of internet freedom and its switch from internet freedom to internet censorship.
In 1961, Eisenhower warned about the possible rise of a technological elite.
A scientific, technological elite.
That would control public policy without people's awareness. That elite now exists.
It gave rise to this multi-billion dollar censorship industry that joins together the military-industrial complex.
The military-industrial complex.
And professional fact-checker groups that serve as this sort of sentinel class that surveys every word on the internet.
InfoWars founder Alex Jones is calling out alleged collusion between Google and Democrats.
The real election meddling is by Facebook and Google and others that are shadow banning people, that are outright banning people, and they're blocking conservatives involved in their own First Amendment political speech.
All you need to do is control the media and the social media ecosystem, because that's what controls elections.
A new study says that Google's search algorithm could actually help steal the presidency.
CNN projects Joseph R. Biden Jr. is elected the 46th president of the United States.
There is an information war going on right now behind the scenes.
I believe the threats posed by Google are so serious that everyone needs to know about them.
Google is now one of the number one threats to freedom on this planet.
The controlling of algorithms on Facebook, Google, and TikTok, and what people can see and search is a huge deal.
People blindly trust high-ranking search results over lower ones.
They have to manipulate their search results so that it gives them their political agenda that they want.
And so I just started collecting this treasure trove of documents that was showing clear intention to unduly influence the election.
Google is evil! Google is evil!
To let big tech get away with subliminal manipulation on this scale would be to make the free and fair election meaningless.
Doesn't represent the will of its users, but instead represents the will of a group of people making decisions behind the shadows.
It certainly looks like the perfect crime. What I'm essentially describing is military rule.
They are picking our presidents and our senators and our members of Congress and our attorneys general. I don't like that.
Controlling information in these information wars is critical to the Democrats keeping people stupid, and Google is the SWAT team there.
But if we don't stop them in the 2024 election, Google alone will be able to shift between 6.4 and 25.5 million votes to one candidate.
Four more years.
If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising...
We need all the protection that we can get. That's why the vaccines are so effective.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
We've got to get them vaccinated, and hopefully they will do it willingly.
I think we really need to make it clear that there are privileges associated with being an American.
We have to be more blunt. We have to be more forceful.
If you do not want to get vaccinated, you can work from home. You can homeschool your children. You can shop online. So where is this coming from, people saying, I'm now being forced to be vaccinated?
If you want to travel, you better go get that vaccine.
You should be wearing masks even when you are vaccinated if you are indoors.
If you wish to have these privileges, you need to get vaccinated.
We have to say something coming out. You know, you don't get vaccinated, you know you're going to die. I mean, let's just be really blunt to these people.
Get vaccinated.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is May 1st on this Wednesday live transmission 2024. We're going to break some of the biggest news ever when we come.
come back.
Breaking bombshell, front page of InfoWars.com. James O'Keefe set to break story of the century. And I've been talking to him this morning. This is so incredible. Back in 60 seconds. I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now. Ladies and gentlemen, woo! We've got news for you today. Holiday, and they are rioting all over the United States and Europe as we speak. The globalists are escalating the crises into the summer of rage and love 2.0 ahead of the election of President Trump. We're obviously going to be talking a lot about that and other very important news stories today, including the public rollout of AI remote controlling your cars, your cell phones, everything. The rollout is now out in the open. Incredible breaking news there. But I got a call at about 6 a.m. this morning while I was doing research from James O'Keefe. And then he sent me a video about an hour ago, a special report. And we talked again. And he is going to be on the show at the start of the broadcast tomorrow. And I'm going to be on a Spaces with him at 5 p.m. today on X when this breaks. And we talked several times, but I called him back and I said, you didn't tell me what I can say about this. And he said, well, whatever you think's best, just don't break the details of it. And I get a lot of this information first because I've been good about never giving up sources and been really good about not jumping the gun on stories. And he just said, whatever I think's best. Hands down, this is the biggest thing O'Keefe's ever done. And I've always said he's broken so many huge stories with his teams that it's hard to say what his biggest thing ever was. But you notice they took down Project Veritas about a month after he, or less than a month after he exposed the head of global mRNA research at Pfizer in New York, who thought he was there for a pickup, about how they made the viruses in labs. They're going to roll them out, not just COVID, but new viruses to take over the world and make trillions of dollars. People couldn't believe it was real, and it was confirmed it was real. This story is 100 times bigger. That is more gain of function and improves their crimes against humanity. But this story, if it gets out there on a mass scale, which it is, and I would expect Elon Musk is going to boost this, I know O'Keefe just met with the big guy this morning, and that I don't mean Joe Biden, the real president in New York, and Trump is completely blown away. But a lot of this has already been documented and has come out. And of course, back at the time, I said what was happening to Trump and Roger Stone and myself as well. That's why they had headlines. The number one job in the White House is keeping Trump away from Alex Jones and InfoWars, because we understood this at the time, and CNN responded and said, Jones is crazy, U.S. intelligence is not spying on Trump and is not behind claiming he's a Russian agent. So let me just tell you what as much as I can say, okay, before 5 o'clock today, Eastern, when this breaks, and I'll be on with O'Keefe then. He invited me on today. We know there was a long-term CIA coup against America in 1963 when they killed Kennedy. And that's well documented. And we know since then they've run the culture wars and all of it. And O'Keefe has now posted a little bit about what's happening at 5 p.m. today. Inside the CIA, insider blows whistle on executive staff at CIA HQ. And their coup against America. And you didn't just see O'Keefe in the last few days outside the CIA headquarters kind of giving you a hint about this. The guy's got balls the size of an elephant's. I have seen the first installment, and it is bombshell. I was completely calm in here getting ready, and then he sent me the video. He gave me a passcode, and I went in my office, and I began sweating and caught myself breathing hard, having a little bit of an anxiety attack watching it. For so many reasons, because we already know this is going on, but this is just total vindication and validation. But also, what are they going to do to O'Keefe? And what are we going to do about this rogue government? So when you also look at the quality of these high-level spies, and which is very, very low, they're a bunch of effeminate leftists, it just makes you know how rotten the leadership of this country is and how much they hate the American people. Because they really are ganged up on us with all these agencies and all the taxpayer money and the rest of it. So it's very hard to not tell you what I saw. And we were already going to do a Spaces the last hour and a half of the show today. So we'll do a Spaces simulcast with this show coming up in about an hour and 20 minutes. Just discussing the documented cases of the CIA being involved illegally domestically and the Smith-Mundack being repealed by Obama and their illegal domestic operations they now believe are legal, and just how dangerous this is and how far down the rabbit hole of tyranny America has gone. And it's interesting, I was already planning to do a Spaces today for a few days, and I was debating yesterday, what should we do it on? And I was going to do it on Civil War and the summer of hate, like we saw in 2000, 2.0, much bigger, and how that's all run by the CIA and is a coup against America, as I said yesterday. And they're using similar color revolution tactics in Europe and other areas of the planet. So I was already planning to go with that headline basically today. But I'm going to... I was just talking to Keith minutes before I went live on air. I'm really trying to digest this because he said whatever I think's best I can say, but just don't, you know, give the story away yet. Obviously, the biggest thing is the sense of urgency. I almost questioned O'Keefe, like, okay, you're pre-hyping this. You know how dangerous that is, but I think it's the right thing. Only a few hours before to do it. So in case they do try to suppress it, they can't stop it. But we are firing the bat signal up to Elon Musk. O'Keefe again did just meet with Trump. Trump is very concerned, obviously, and very, very, very focused on this while he's at the show trial run by the CIA. It's not just Soros. He's kind of the bagman cutout that he gives the money to Tides Foundation and the other groups. So I'm kind of poleaxed right now because I was, again, ready for all this other news that we're going to be hitting, and it's huge and very important, but... to know you're under an illegal coup, and it's not like it's just Boss Hogg that wants to own and run things and be powerful. These people hate this country. They hate families. They hate Christianity. They hate God. They hate humanity itself. And it's the Carnegie Endowment that has this post-human project they're running, try to use humanity to build some new superhuman. And it's just megalomaniacal beyond dreams of grandeur. Dreams of grandeur to the 10th power. And... no matter if you fight this or you join this thing, it's going to destroy you unless we defeat it. I cannot believe, and I constantly think about all the people that serve this evil system pretending like they're on the winning team out of spiritual disconnect or just ignorance, wickedness. A lot of them know what they're doing. They like it. There's a thrill to it. I mean, I couldn't imagine human trafficking and pedophilia and torture and murder and cutting off our energy and attacking our families and poisoning our children. I mean, just in the last 2 weeks, several FDA studies, British government studies, Australian government studies. This morning I was reviewing some of the news I didn't get to the last few days. I've got a giant stack of more than 40 news articles and news clips in Canada, in Australia, in the U.S., in the U.K., in Germany, in the Netherlands, in France, in New Zealand, where the government goes, okay, the shots are causing record-level heart attack, miscarriages, blood clots, myocarditis, and cancer. So what? And just 80% plus of women who take a Pfizer or Moderna shot during the first two trimesters have a miscarriage. That was in New England Medical Journal 2 years ago. Now there's more government reports confirming every Western country has on average an 80% miscarriage rate in women that take it. Period. Across all three trimesters. I mean,
if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Let me tell you something. If I was as good at this as O'Keefe, I would do it. But in a way, maybe it's subconscious cowardice that I've not gone out and done these type of investigative journalism things. I mean, we've done a bunch of it and caught human smuggling and, you know, all sorts of other stuff. We've done some big things, but this is literally, James O'Keefe knows that these people are criminal thugs. And he knows they're going to try to put him in prison or kill him. So I guess it is the cliche of once you piss off an Irishman, it doesn't matter what you do. They're going to come after you until you're dealt with or they're dealt with. And so that's where this is. And I mean, it's just incredible. And what's insane is these people, anybody that was a real spy would never even tell their wife about what they did. And I mean, I had family that did stuff and they go, oh, see, you're with the government. No, they told me the government was bad. That's why I knew all this when I was like 12 years old. I mean, I had family, quite a few of them, because that was back in the age of HUMET, those huge numbers. Now it's all digital. And you know, they were all like Mr. America, Captain America types, and actually thought they were fighting for America. But then they found out it was bad. And they didn't tell me or my mom or family about this till they were dying. I mean, they said a little bit, like, don't believe a damn thing the government says. They're evil, they're pedophiles, they're criminal, they're doing horrible things. And my uncle was a senior guy. Senior. I mean, he was in charge of building airfields in Central and South America. And running communications. And he told me the government was trafficking children out of Guatemala, out of orphanages, for the sex trade. And I told you this 10 years ago when he died. Now it's all over the news. The CIA traffics little children, folks. Remember the Russians a decade ago said, you can't adopt kids from here anymore? You're doing horrible things to them? You cannot have a more evil group of people than what we have running our government. Now, by extension, people then think, oh, well, then Putin must be good or China must be good. No, look, corruption's all over the place. But the heavyweight champions of evil is our government. And folks better be aware of that, and you better understand that. And again, I had some other family, and when they were dying, and they already told my dad some of this. My dad was very close with him. I can't even say who. He'd been an army officer. And he had the same experience. He'd been all over the world and all sorts of stuff. Cold War, Europe, you name it. And followed orders. And then he was supposed to do these missions for the CIA in Chicago. And he said, oh, I'm out of this. I'm not doing this. And he was 40-something years old when that happened. He got out of it. And he would tell my dad the tales. He just said, it's so evil, you wouldn't believe it. You know, he did the stuff like you see in Apocalypse Now, where they call him Captain Willard. They're sending him to kill Colonel Kurt, stuff like that. That was what he did. And he said to my dad, he said, it's so evil, you wouldn't even believe it. My dad said, what is it? He said, I'm not going to tell you. He just said, it's as evil as it gets. Now, what do you, and again, you just think I'm shaking a stick in the dark and my family, they all know about this? This stuff's all over the place, ladies and gentlemen. It's going on everywhere. And we have to understand, we are in the hands of madmen. Absolute psychotics. And then they've got below them the corrupt judiciary and all these lawyers and just all these lazy, stupid people that have no idea how much danger they're in as well. And then you got Zuckerberg and all the rest of the billionaires, and I told you about this decades ago, who are building giant bunkers for nuclear war and civil unrest. And then I posted on X yesterday, I said, doesn't Zuckerberg basically know he's building a tomb for himself with this 10-story deep giant base in Kauai? And that's not a threat. People say, well, why is it a tomb? Well, if there's a breakdown of civilization and people know you've got a bunker in between towns of people that hate you, bunkers are only against other governments that are going to try to hit you from the air or space or with artillery. Once you're in a bunker, no matter how fortified, it is a death trap. And then people ask why. If you don't know military tactics, I'm not going to explain it to you. But anybody knows, you just back up a truck of gasoline and you dump it down the breathing holes and you light the fuse. And I don't want anything to happen to Zuckerberg. I'm trying to tell them, or you just hook up an engine to their snorkels. They can try to have their own air system. It's not going to matter. There's 100 ways to take people out in a bunker. Bunkers are tombs. Bunkers the last place you want to be. Now, bunkers that have other exits are good. That's why reportedly he's got a submarine there that goes out to his yacht that's off the coast. But that's not the question. I don't raise how his bunker is a tomb as some veiled threat. It's warning them, like, what are you thinking? What do you think your security people are going to do once this all goes down? They're going to mount your head on a stick. They're going to live in your bunker. And that's not even the issue. What does it signify that they're all building bunkers in the middle of nowhere? And the really smart ones, again, it's where the Pine Line ends, going up towards the Arctic Circle. They built airfields, bases, everything, little towns for the globalists up there. They built them in Tasmania. They've built them in mountain areas in Switzerland, the ones I know of, that people have been to that I've talked to. They built them in New Zealand. The really smart ones have ship fleets, and the really rich ones just openly have, you know, the 300-foot, 400-foot yachts. But people like James Cameron has his undersea company and these former ocean liners he's got, not because he just writes it off on the movies about the Titanic. That's all a cover for him, not just trusting New Zealand, which is wise. That's why you never see James Cameron anymore. He's been read in on all this. James Cameron is ready to survive on the high seas. So they're hurtling us towards a collapse so violent, so cataclysmic, so insane, that they're all running to the hills. Why? Why not stabilize civilization? Why not empower humanity? Why not stop all of this? Why? Because they're evil, folks. And they just can't help it. And they see us as the enemy. Yeah, Bill Gates is a giant self-sustained yacht. And there's one of James Cameron's boats. So, good luck to them. Good luck to them when all hell breaks loose. Because they have created the unstable world for us and for themselves. All right. I'm going to probably say more about the O'Keefe thing. It's so huge. And what the fallout, in fact, I will. What the fallout is going to be, how they're going to try to contain it, and where we come in, making sure it goes super mega viral. But it drops at 5 p.m. Eastern today. I'm Alex Jones. I'll be on with O'Keefe during his show. 5 p.m. today, Eastern. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You know, I was talking about my mother's brother. I'm saying that back in the 80s, when he was in Central and South America, the CIA was shipping kidnapped children out of Guatemalan orphanages around the world to do horrible things to them. This is in the Associated Press just a couple days ago. The crew just randomly types in whatever I say, and they always find stuff. Save the Children disputes abuse allegations after Guatemalan prosecutors raid offices, claim the groups involved in human trafficking of children. So Guatemala, one of the big centers of that, as I was just saying to you earlier. Humans are seen as garbage, not just a commodity, but trash to be taken out, to be depopulated. So it's not just that we don't have any value, we have negative value to the globalists. But in truth, we have organs they can harvest and little children they can sell to people so they make money off of it. So it's not the government doesn't care about you, they hate you and they want to kill you. Because evil will settle to absolute evil. Once you go along with evil, there's always going to be somebody more evil that replaces you. There's always going to be a gang worse than you. And once evil starts triumphing, it runs rampant like cancer. It metastasizes everywhere. So, James O'Keefe contacted me this morning, and he said, I'm going to send you what I think is the story of the century. What do you think? And I saw it, and I said, yeah, if it gets out there big, and if Trump takes action, and if everybody really, really promotes it, and if Elon Musk gets on board with it, and if Congress doesn't just have hearings, but Frank Church-style hearings, where they really go after them, and they cut the funding to these agencies, and we make a big deal about this, the American people, about the coup that's happened, this is the biggest story of the century. This is a tipping point moment. And so if you think the CIA, FBI guy saying they targeted me was big, this is way, 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 way bigger, because it's Alex Jones being targeted. Okay, that's bad enough. This is the entire government that's loyal to America, President Trump, the American people, and the CIA's war against this republic in the name of protecting it. And it's just a bunch of arrogant, hateful leftists, the biggest liars you've ever seen, completely soulless, willing to do anything. So at 5 p.m. Eastern today, 4 p.m. Central, I'll be on a Spaces with James O'Keefe as he reveals this and as he posts the report. Obviously, Owen Schroyer at 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern. He'll have the video. I already have it right here, but I can't put it out yet. And he'll have that on the War Room. But there's the post by O'Keefe. Inside the CIA, insider blows whistle on executive staff at CIA HQ. And we're talking as high as it goes, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely as high as it goes. So, I have a special report coming up dealing with how these monsters intend to control us. And if you think the ways they have to put their finger and their thumb on us is bad now, their boot on us, this entire technological system has been designed since the 50s in a long-term strategic plan. The intergalactic communication system, that's what they call it. Can't make this up. And it is designed to phase out humans. So that report I shot this morning will be ready any minute, I'm told. And we're going to be airing that here for you. So I'm going to shift gears now out of the O'Keefe information, and we'll get back into that and talk about what we know of the CIA, what we know about their domestic operations, how it all hooks into the NSA, coming up at the bottom of the next hour in about 43 minutes from now when we simulcast on Spaces and kind of have a build-up to the O'Keefe bombshell. And this is really important. We can't get punch drunk and you get so used to their tyranny that as bigger and bigger revelations come out, we go, well, yeah, we already know that. We have to remember, a lot of the public is still asleep. So I reposted yesterday Building 7 video and Larry Silverstein saying he blew it up. And people said, we already know this. You already know it. Other people don't already know this. Or people say, well, why are you just now covering this? I covered it the day it happened. I made 5 films and wrote multiple books on it and have done thousands of interviews on it and been to New York dozens of times, interview firefighters and police and whistleblowers and Barry Jennings, who they killed right after he was on the show. I mean, I just love how so many people get catty about information they know, thinking other people must know it, and then saying, why are you repeating old information? What is old is new. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. And that's where we are as a civilization and as a society. Now, in the meantime, before I get to the simulcast on X, we're already streaming this show out right now at Real Alex Jones. I hope you share it, because that's really the real power is you. When you figure that out, we'll win. If you don't, we'll lose. I want to get into the demonstrations around the country and the violence that's breaking out from New York to California to Texas and where I see that going and what is really behind all of this here today. But I want to air a Greg Reese report that we did air once yesterday, again right now, dealing with the Zionist death grip on America. And I want to respond to the Zionists that are upset with me, but also the anti-Zionists, as you can call them, and explain where I stand and why I put this out, because this caused a lot of confusion in people out there that have said either I'm anti-Jew or I'm run by the Jews and pro-Jew. None of that is true. I'm pro-humanity and pro-truth. And I'm going to explain that after we air Greg Reese's report again here in just a moment. But I do this because, again, same reason I exposed Building 7 videos again this week. From time to time, I really important historical things. We cover JFK assassination probably once a month because, sure, 90%+ know the government killed him, but it ties into what's happening now, and it's all part of knowing history to know where we are now and where we're going in the future. But when I do expose things that Israel's done, different administrations in Israel, I do it because I expose our government when they do bad. And I expose the German government, the Chinese government, the Mexican government. I don't consider that to be the people of that nation. And Israel is trying to overthrow their leader right now, who's wildly unpopular. So I think it's very important to judge people by individuality, but it's also important to expose what groups have done and to not have any groups that are off limits that we can't talk about. I love America, and we've been the greatest country in history. But I just exposed the CIA's child trafficking children. I told you that decades ago, and it's all over the news now. That doesn't mean I blame all Americans for that. But I do blame us for not doing more to stop it. And that's why I'm putting this out, is because I believe in you. And I believe whether you're Israeli or whether you are a Muslim, whether you're a Palestinian or whether you're Chinese or whether you're Mexican or whoever you are, that you want to know what's going on. You want to know the crimes being committed so you can do something societally and change it. Here's the report.
What's happening on America's college campuses is horrific. Anti-Semitic mobs have taken over leading universities. They call for the annihilation of Israel. It's unconscionable. It has to be stopped. It has to be condemned, and condemned unequivocally.
When Netanyahu demanded that the protests against Israel be stopped, the U.S. government complied, because our members of Congress have all been bought and paid for with tax dollars given to the American-Israeli Political Action Committee, known as AIPAC. AIPAC openly brags about this on their official website because they don't have to register under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, which requires agents of foreign principals to register and provide transparency. Beginning in 1962, they were known as the American Zionist Council, and President John F. Kennedy was ordering them to register as a foreign agent. Along with members of the U.S. government, the Zionists fought against this. In October of 1963, forms were prepared for them to register. But the next month, JFK was assassinated, and Israel has...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And Fabled Enemies itself was about Israel and the bad things that Israel's been caught doing that I stand against. And when Reese put that report out and I boosted it and played it, people said, oh, what's Jones doing? Oh, he finally loves Hitler now and hates all the Jews. He's with us now. And I don't agree with that group. And I don't agree with people saying they should carry out genocide against the Muslims and Palestinians in Israel. And I'm trying to expose the evil that different agencies and groups and governments do and trying to separate the people of those nations out and put out the truth and put out the research so everybody's aware and then you can make decisions about what you're going to do about it. I just call balls and strikes. It's what I've always done. And people will find countless clips of me criticizing Israel and exposing things Israel has done. And then say, where's the old Alex, the good Alex? It's the same Alex that's always been here. But I don't say Jews are inherently evil themselves and are the fountain of all problems on earth. And I don't support Soros and the left and Hezbollah and Hamas saying death to Israel, kill all the Jews. We can play the clips at these university events and kicking Jewish students out and beating people up. And I understand that Israel stood down, not the whole government, not the whole people, but somebody did. And I've talked a lot about that on air. And I've asked the question, who did order the stand down? Was it Netanyahu or was it his military? And they've both pointed the fingers at each other. Nevertheless, they admit there was a stand down. And O'Biden gave $6 billion 29 days before October 7th. And I said, this looks like a big clash to create social uprisings in Europe and the United States. It'll empower Biden. It'll empower Iran. It'll empower the deep state here. This is how they stir up a clash of civilizations where both sides are being manipulated. Now, that's really how stuff works 9 times out of 10 in modern history. And it's been going on for thousands of years. So I've been predicting civil unrest for years ahead of this election. I've been predicting the triggers would be Islamic groups in Israel and Black Lives Matter. And now it's here. With, what, 187 days? How many days is it to the election? We'll put it on screen. So, see, all these different groups are tribal. You've got the anti-Zionists, and then you've got the all-out Nazis that think Hitler was great. It's 187 days, 12 hours, 10 minutes, 10 seconds to this election. And then you've got all the leftist and communist groups, and just it just goes on and on. I'm just a populist, pro-humanity, anti-transhumanist who's warning about the total AI New World Order takeover that we'll cover at the start of the next hour with big developments. Because it doesn't matter whether you're a Jew or whether you are a German or you're Chinese or you're black or you're white. You're being targeted by the deadly vaccines. You're being chemtrailed. You're being fed GMO. You're being 5G'd. And I'm really trying to get us to all stop fighting with each other over what color we are and realize there is a technocracy above this that is playing people off against each other. And when you get the WikiLeaks documents, it's Hillary with the heads of psychology departments of major universities talking about societal crises and how to create conflict and social disorder. And so nobody's asking Netanyahu when he says ban these protests, as long as they're peaceful, they shouldn't be banned. Hey, why aren't you criticizing Soros and the State Department funding it? You know, where's Netanyahu bitching about the aid package? $9 billion to Hezbollah and Hamas and to Gaza. And that's who runs it, is Hamas. And Hezbollah gives them technical advice. And 20-something billion to Israel and 60-something billion to Ukraine. I mean, I'm looking at big picture. It is funding both sides. And that's really what everyone is ignoring, is that all sides are being funded here, but all sides are also being targeted by the New World Order here. And whether it's Israel or whether it's the U.S. or whether it's the U.K., everyone's getting more and more divided, and they're bringing in all these different groups so no one can communicate with each other. And now it's official today. Associated Press reports Biden is planning to bring the, quote, Palestinian refugees to America. And they built a big bridge. And 2 months ago, the Netanyahu memo came out where they're going to dump people they say are too dangerous to be in Israel, who are all pissed off and had their families killed, in America, where they'll then be organized. And instead of having, you know, 15 Islamic extremists in Congress, we'll have 30. They'll bring millions of them here to get more congressional districts and then run around and bitch and complain and have this weird amalgamation of Islam with communism, kind of a bath party system. And then we'll lose our rights as there's more and more terror, more and more violence. It's disgusting. So I'm going to say it again. I don't like what Israel's doing, and I don't like what the Muslims are doing. Can't you understand when someone says, I don't like either side, I don't hate them, but I also see that I'm an American, and I don't like my world dominated by their tribal warfare. And so I'm not in your little cliques. And the reason I talk about myself here is it's an example, I think, for everyone. The majority of people, no matter what color you are, what your religion is, don't you feel the same? I mean, don't you want to be above all this and not try to have people force you into their group? I said October 7th was wrong and barbarous and evil. And also said Israel obviously stood down and should be investigated. But Netanyahu doesn't want that. He says, oh, after the war is over, well, it's never going to end. And then also don't support Soros and the communists and Antifa out bombing and shooting and burning and burning down billions of dollars of stuff, you know, years ago and doing it again, and then provocateuring stuff, and then the police stand back and a big fight starts between the Zionists and the Hamas people. And then it just raises the whole temperature of the country, and I'm sitting back watching it happen. Guys, get me the clip of From Russia With Love, Siamese Fighting Fish. I've played it probably 100 times in the last 25 years we've been simulcasting video. I'm going to air it again. Because I see camps, balkanization, divide and conquer, the broken coalition strategy the Clintons talked about when they were first running for office. And that's what they've done, where we're all in these little groups, and all we know is the ideology of that group instead of We're being hit with injections that cause an 80% on average worldwide miscarriage rate. I mean, we should be unified against that and talk about the 22 million dead. And I put post on X, I've said, if you're talking about the 22 million dead and growing from the poison shots, now they're preparing a new virus, a new rollout, according to all the information we have. And I literally get people saying, you're a Muslim liberal communist now because you don't think we should kill everybody in Gaza. And then I'll get other people saying, oh, you're trying to distract away from the Zionist crimes because you're talking about the COVID shot. Like, what the hell are you talking about? I cover it all, but I think even disproportionately, the 37,000 poor dead people in Gaza, in the last 6 months, that's taken up most our time, whereas millions more are dying every few months from the poison shots and from the aftermath. We should be focused on that the majority of the time, and Big Pharma and the Defense Department behind the COVID rollout and the shots and all of it and how they injected our troops with this poison. I mean, that's the big elephant in the room. And going after the people that are the heads of these companies, whoever they are. They can be Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, Muslim, I don't care. They need to be prosecuted. Fauci, all of them, gain of function. Borla, they need to be under the prison. I look at things and see, what's the most dangerous thing? What's the biggest rollout? What's their greatest control? The AI, the Internet of Things, the cashless society, the Mark of the Beast system, the central bank digital currencies, that's the grid. It goes beyond what color you are, where you live. It's going in everywhere, and it's anti-human. We'll come back. I'll play the Siamese Fighting Fish clip, and then we'll get into the big AI news. It's so massive. At the start of the next hour, or six after, we'll get to it. Please remember, I can't operate without your support. We have amazing products you already need. InfoWarsStore.com. has fabulous products like Nitric Boost that's back in stock that cleans out your blood, cleans out your cardiovascular system. Dr. Mikovits has said it's the number one thing you should be taking to mitigate all the stuff going on. Men, women, children, you all need it. Nitric Boost, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. Ultimate fish oil, it's the highest grade of fish oil there is. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your mood, so good for your focus, so good for your immune system, so good for your heart, so good for your cardiovascular. Ultimate fish oil, 40% off. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Get a t-shirt, get a book, get a film while you're there. Get great water filtration, 10% off all the high-quality storable food, the very best, lowest prices, 10% off right now. InfoWarsStore, that's a big deal because there's not much markup in the food. It's like 30, 40%. So 10% off is huge. InfoWarsStore.com, the storable food, water filtrations, air filtration, and everything from the great folks at My Patriot Supply and Ready Hour. InfoWarsStore.com. Hour number two, straight ahead. Please stay with us.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link. that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.